Chewie is creative and military merit can speak for themselves. I couldn't begin to take that fucking chance. But what would be awesome? So, what was I talking about? I can't remember. So this is, because I'm nervous about doing this again, right? I haven't done it for a long time, okay? I promise you, it's the first time I've read this for 7 years or something. Oh yeah, that wasn't what I was going to say. What I was going to say. Sorry. Right, so there's an author in a bookshop, right? Doing something that he's never done before with material that was created specifically for some other purpose, okay? Against a background of all the competition in the middle of the day being served shite wine in a bookshop. Ain't gonna work, is that? You know, definitely ain't gonna work. And I mean, why read from the book if you didn't write it to be read from? So the first thing I tried was, all right, let's rewrite this, assuming I'm actually going to read it. So I've done that, so this is the result of that, okay? You tell them nervous, honestly, if I ever stop being nervous, I'll stop this fucking week. So the only thing that gets close to crossing the border, I think, is stage fright. The adrenaline is finally kicking in. It has some competition tonight, didn't it? Adrenaline's the only drug you could actually pay to take. So this is about my time in prison. Obviously, it's funny rather than sad. I found that in the United States, unless one was absolutely as innocent as the driven snow, and could prove it without the remotest shadow of a doubt, one would get convicted. The only guaranteed way to avoid the resulting heavy sentence was to become a grass